Chemeter cables are strangling me. Please, hand it to me. I'll hold it.
No problem.
It's getting worse. I need its battery power unit, too. Thanks. We're closing on the monolith now. It's amazing. The structure is rectangular in shape.
With an opaque blackness that gleams in the sunlight.
Almost like it's polished.
Or manufactured.
It's solid with no openings, probably some sort of anomalous geologic formations. We're going to swing off to the south towards San Diego in the direction of another monolith. The damage here below us is cataclysmic.
That's remarkable. That's remarkable. Downtown LA looks like Stonehenge.
It's just ruins.
It's apocalyptic.
What is that?
I don't know. Francisco, is that the helicopter?
I don't know.
The monolith is pulsing. So are the other two. Some type of light or energy is coming off in coordinated percussive burst.
They're minute flutterings, but gaining strength and distance with each pulsation.
You still think this is some natural phenomenon?
A car is a natural phenomenon.
What you're asking is whether this is an organic geological process or whether it's the creation of sentient beings, benign or malevolent. The pulsing has drastically increased in strength.
Dr. Anwell? Dr. Anwell?
We've just lost all our West Coast feed.
You've seen it firsthand. Make your own decisions. But ladies and gentlemen, I think we've been invaded.
We have a news exclusive from our correspondent in Boston, Elizabeth Monroe at the MIT Doppler Stellar Observatory facility.
Hello, Julian. Hello, Gina. And hello, America. I'm here with Dr. Erwin Schrödinger of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, Astrophysics Department. Dr. Schrödinger, while I was here initially to talk with you about your fascinating research on the autumnal equinox occurring today, if you wouldn't mind, you've heard the reports about the monoliths in California. Would you like to comment?
Certainly. Contrary to what the public may think, monoliths are not raining from the skies onto California. This facility, like numerous across the country, has the sole purpose of monitoring the heavens. Nothing the reported size of these monoliths is going to streak through our atmosphere unobserved. You also have to take into consideration that if they were stellar debris, they'd have to be enormous, since the bulk of the mass would be burned off during their descent through the Earth's orbit.
That is, if they were not designed for controlled entry into our atmosphere.
Believe me, controlled or otherwise, we would have picked them up. The monoliths are no doubt a natural occurring process. Though previously unknown to us, neither is the sky falling nor are the monoliths raining from the skies.
Excuse me, Dr. Schrödinger. This is urgent. We have a number of electromagnetic events occurring on Mars. Nothing like this has ever happened before. You have got to see all the activity radiating from Mars.
It's off the scale. How long has this been going on?
It just started.
It looks like some kind of massive geological disturbance. Volcanoes?
I don't know. The events are occurring rhythmically in groupings at regular intervals. There's this pattern.
At the risk of jumping to a conclusion, but given the events earlier today, is Mars launching an attack on us?
Old Faithful erupts regularly, and it's not an invasion. We just need more time to investigate.
Mars has 3 eruptions before this grouping.
When were they?
A few seconds before the sightings in LA.
We apologize, we just lost our Boston feed.
At the risk of losing my journalistic integrity, I have to say that it looks like an invasion.
There's not enough evidence to point to that.
Okay, if it's some massive stellar instability, it's something. It's the end of our civilization, the world, something.
This is Dr. Cameron Anwell.
You're alive!
Either that, or hell looks an awful lot like LA and its suburbs.
I would not doubt that. Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Julian, Gina, America, the world, whatever. I got 2 words for all of you. Ejection seats.
It's an idea whose time is long overdue in helicopters. More than one time when I was flying Apache gunships, I wished that. Anyway, we were heading south towards San Diego, just over the northern Orange County border, when we were hit with some massive energy wave which destabilized the helicopter. In short,